Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. This is the time to get out to see the freshness of the early spring bloom. You can make your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Then all you need is a mask and your walking shoes. Come out to visit the garden. The first thing you see as you enter the parking lot is the blazing hot pink trumpet tree in full glorious bloom at the first corner of the parked cars. These trumpet trees grow wild in northern Mexico through Central America and down into South America, as far as northern Argentina, as well as throughout the Caribbean. They are harvested as a lumber product for decks and outdoor structures as the wood is water resistant and grown as a honey plant for bee populations. It's also the national tree of Paraguay. There are many pink trumpet trees in the garden, but so far, this is the only one blooming. As you walk through the entryway, a quick look at the daffodil pots and then the tulips in the geometric beds gives you an idea of the visual impact of the beautiful super bloom of bulbs that has already begun in the garden. If you take a walk into the upper meadow, you can see the magnificent bloom on the hybrid trumpet trees planted at the back of the meadow. These trees are a cross of the pink and golden trumpet trees, and the bloom reflects both colors in a glorious shower of flowers. Then a quick turn by the koi pond in the Japanese garden, and you'll notice the entire Japanese garden and fuchsia shade house are still in winter sleep mode, but the star magnolia has broken open with a riot of blooms to brighten the landscape. Heading into the demonstration beds gives you a look at another early blooming magnolia that is one of the showiest of spring bloomers. The Randy magnolia tree, which is a similar flower to the star magnolia, but is a beautiful red-purple color. The tree only grows about 15 feet tall and 10 to 12 feet wide, which makes it a lovely statement in any landscape. Also in the demonstration beds, you can see how the artichoke plants are already sending up new shoots for this spring while still sporting dried stalks of last season's artichokes. Heading out into the garden, walking between the cactus garden and the agave collection, and you'll notice the red spike ice plant blooming to your left. This evergreen ground cover grows about 3 inches high, but is a thick, fleshy mat of plant with almost iridescent red flowers that bloom from January through May. Then if you turn right on Tram Road and walk along the path, you'll see the peach trees to your right side. They are just bursting out in hot pink blossom and look like little puffs of pink cloud on the branches. Continuing on Tram Road to the corner of Lake View Road and over to your left, you can check out the Green Goddess Calla Lily. The Green Goddess Lily is the largest of the calla lily flowers, and each bloom can last for weeks in the garden. Continue on to Acacia Loop Road and then turn left, then take another left on the first dirt track to your left. Look immediately to your right, you'll see a very interesting square-fruited mallee. This is a member of the eucalyptus family and a native to southwestern Australia. However, it is a fairly low-growing tree and really does have large square fruit. The blooms and then the fruit develop at the leaf nodes and are a true red color, while the leaves are large oval leaves, more like a rubber plant than a eucalyptus. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.